Family Home Evening. Come listen to a prophet's voice. The Comforter by President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. Centuries ago, the Savior led his beloved disciples into the favored Garden of Gethsemane for the last time. Jesus was mindful of the great ordeal ahead of him. He agonized, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." Mark chapter 14, verse 34. The 11 apostles no doubt sensed, but could not understand, that some portentous or serious event would happen. Jesus had spoken of leaving them. They knew that the Master whom they loved and depended upon was going somewhere, but where they did not know. They had heard him say, "I will not leave you comfortless." But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, verses 18 and 26. I wish to alert young people of this special gift of the Holy Ghost. The comforting Spirit of the Holy Ghost can abide with us 24 hours a day, when we work, when we play, when we rest. Its strengthening influence can be with us year in and year out, in joy and sorrow, when we rejoice as well as when we grieve. This Comforter can be with us as we seek to improve. It can function as a source of revelation to warn us of impending danger and also help keep us from making mistakes. It can enhance our natural senses so that we can see more clearly, hear more keenly, and remember what we should remember. It is a way of maximizing our happiness. While in this life we cannot live in the presence of the Savior, as did Simon Peter, James, John, Mary, Martha, and the others, the gift of the Holy Ghost can be our comforter and sure compass. Note, from an April 1989 General Conference address. End of note. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. The Comforter by President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency.